You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. It's Christmas Eve. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas tomorrow. Since I probably presents off, won't be seeing you guys tomorrow. I didn't see you guys and speak to you guys last week, and I was really, really feeling the juices. I really wanted to come on and at least do a 15-20 minute video last week as well. Because, I don't know, man, I feel the FOMO. I like talking FPL. I like talking to you guys. I like doing content. So here I am, been busy with my brother's wedding, which is why I haven't appeared on last week's stream. Just quickly put up 5-6 images. Don't really need those images, but I thought I'd talk to you guys with freestyle and chat some FPL, talk about some of the talking points, including Mr. Erling Haaland's tweet as well. And we'll take it from there probably after 15, 20, 25 minutes when I have said everything I feel like saying about the talking points to cover. We can probably do some questions as well. We'll see. We'll take it as it goes. If people in the chat can let me know if the sound and everything is okay, it'd be great because I'm doing this solo and I just want to know that everything is fine. Stream. Before we get into the swing of things, as you guys know, that all the stats and tables that you see on our podcast are from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. They've got a 20% discount happening at the moment, and you've got a 7-day free trial as well. Very, very useful during this crunch period. Some of the tables that I'm going to show you on this podcast are from the members area only. More than the members area, it's always the articles that they do, which are members only, which I find very, very useful. I'm sort of compulsive about them. I have to read those articles. Those I feel like I haven't done enough research for the week. So yeah, if you want to become a member, please click on the link in the description below. All right, perfect. I've got confirmation from the chat that everything is good. What should we talk about right now? Maybe talk about the... I think Erling Haaland is the first thing we should talk about. We'll talk about like what timings are looking like, and then I will probably go game by game and think about the talking points from each game and take it from there. Biggest question is, what do you do for Erling Haaland? Now, the game is on Wednesday night and the deadline is on Tuesday in the afternoon. And normally, the pressers for Man City happen the day before, a little later. So are we going to hear from Pep? Are we going to get any sort of confirmed news? I think probably not. Your best hope when it comes to Erling Haaland is hoping that some sort of images come from the Man City socials or some ITK information comes out. That's your best hope. So if I was you, today, tomorrow, I would make a plan for Erling Haaland. If not, I feel like we have a good captaincy option for Game Week 19. And that captain, who is a good captaincy option this week, plays a certain Newcastle United in Game Week 20. And if it looks like Haaland's going to be fit for 20, just get him there. Like, don't worry about it because you have a captaincy option if you have an easy route to Erling Haaland this week. If confirmed news comes by the time Tuesday's deadline approaches, get him in place. Make a plan in place. Even if it's confirmed, you know, he's coming back from an injury. Not nailed to play more than 60 minutes, etc. We don't know what situation is. We haven't heard from him. I mean, what we saw was quite bizarre. Because if you guys don't already know, I think it was a Man City French account that tweeted Erling Haaland training, and about an hour or two later, they deleted that tweet. And then a day later, Haaland tweeted anyway. And all he tweeted was him in a training kit, showing off his immense legs, immense calves, and that's about it. So make a plan for Haaland, because the fixtures for Man City are just incredible, as you can see. I mean, you definitely need to make a plan for Haaland in place. Hold on, I just need to get the image in place. So easy on me, guys, today. I'm kind of freestyling. We're looking at Everton, then we're looking at Sheffield United at home in 20, then Newcastle away in 21, and then Burnley at home in 22, and then Everton at home in 24. So the fixtures for Man City are just really, really good. So your prime focus right now is, whenever we do hear Erling Haaland news, how are you going to get him? If you plan to get him in Game Week 20, I think the obvious answer, even though Salah is playing at home against a Newcastle team that isn't looking as good right now, is you have to just sell Salah. Son plays Bournemouth at home. You could consider selling Son as well. It's whoever you fancy holding on for Game Week 20, because the Newcastle defense at the moment doesn't look as strong as it did earlier. That's it. Because they conceded a fair amount of chances to Luton even. I thought Luton were incredible in that game. But the first choice back four is back. We don't know about Joelinton's injury status. But yeah, make a plan for Haaland. Sell one of the two big guys in Game Week 20 if you have to. Because Game Week 21 onwards, if you guys already don't already know, Son, Salah, and everybody else playing AFCON and Asia Cup depart in Game Week 21. Game Week 20 is going to be the last week that they play. I'm just going to quickly scan through the chat and see if anybody else has anything to say. Raghav has asked me if we should sell Bukayo Saka instead of Son, instead of other players. And I'm like, we have cash cows to sell in terms of Son and Salah. And they're going to be your primary assets to sell at the moment. So Saka is going to stay in there just because the fixtures look incredibly good at the moment. All right, let's do game by game. And whatever talking points I have, I'll talk about them. Newcastle versus Nottingham Forest. Firstly, we need to... Bournemouth got like a Christmas gift from the ref, because not only did not deserve that second yellow for Willy Bolly at all, their performance was really good being with 10 men. Chris W, shout out to Pras, did really well as well. Pras, you should probably get back him. He looks like a good pick now. And that was a joke. Newcastle, man. Trippier is back. He played well, but their clean sheet got wiped out. Now they just have one good game against Forest at home. And after that, they have a few tough fixtures. They're playing Liverpool away and City at home, and then Villa away. So the clean sheet chances don't really look good at the moment. I mean, that's what we said before Aston Villa played City and Arsenal at home. But yeah, if you own a Lascelles, he might be a problem, because Shaar and Botman look like they are fit. We don't have any news from Eddie Howe. Never going to get any news from Eddie Howe with regards to Lascelles as well. But I mean, I think it's 0-90 this week. So you start him. It's the hope that he's fit. I think it's the first kickoff this week as well. So we probably get news also. Trips is a hold for 1 week. Then you have to hide him for the next 3 weeks. And then you probably get him back for Luton. If you don't have any other players to play, Trippier is always a good play no matter what the opposition, because he's on set pieces, needs one return to get into the bonus, etc. I started Livramento this. Okay, let me have a little bit of a festive rant. I feel like, and it's a little indulgent, in the last 3-4 weeks, my reads have been pretty good. I was early on Dominic Solanke. I got Richarlison early a couple of weeks ago. I've been talking about Odegaard since a couple of weeks. I got Trent this week as well instead of Trippier. And he should have buried that chance. I mean, that Usain Bolt type sprint against Arsenal should have buried that chance, because I benched Gabriel. I really didn't want to bench Gabriel. Then I was talking to a few friends and, I got lured into, if Livramento starts, the upside for Livramento is really high against the Luton Town team. My gut was to start Gabriel, 60-40 decision, but my gut was there. And I think one lesson that I learned from this is, instead of chasing upside with a player that probably isn't going to start, I mean, this is sort of basic, but come on, we teach ourselves things as well. Start the guy that's nailed on to start. And especially when he plays for a premium defense like Arsenal, even if it's Anfield away. And he's just a good pick, because sometimes he's capable of getting a goal on a set piece, because Arsenal have been really good. So, I mean, that's the luck of the draw, and there's a little bit of a hindsight bias, but just play the player guaranteed for minutes is my learning from this, especially when it's dodgy like Livramento, where a lot of other players were fit and firing anyway. Anyway, that's out of the way right now. Newcastle play Nottingham Forest. You play your assets. You play Gordon. Just that the timing, if you look at the bottom of this chart, for Newcastle doesn't look that good. They only have a 67.5-hour gap before their game against Forest. After that, they have a long gap before they play Liverpool. So this game expects some rotation. I mean, if they have players to rotate with, but even if it's not rotation, expect some tired legs. I wouldn't be very... It just looks a little dodgy. They play home. Forest is good. Forest were pretty good against Bournemouth. So yeah, that's a bit of information I wanted to point out. Nothing to say about Forest. They're not FPL picks yet. They will become in some time. Bournemouth versus Fulham. Dominic Solanke. I mean, what do you say about that? That was a great, great, great performance. Top hat-trick. Gifted. Bournemouth got gifted playing a game against 10 men, but those goals were really well taken by Dom. I mentioned before 2 weeks, you know, that our perception of Dom is that he's a trickler. But that's changed because while he was sort of like an ancillary striker earlier under Antonio Iraola, he's the top of the spearhead. His XG per 90 has increased drastically and he's commanding a lot more chances. There is always haul potential when it comes to a Dominic Solanke. Is he a captaincy option this week if you're worried about Salah's minutes, which I wouldn't worry about at all. I'll explain when we come to Liverpool. There's no need to worry about Salah's minutes. We'll see. Yeah, and if you don't have Dom in place already, get him. Provided your primary focus, in my opinion, should be Erling Haaland, because we're looking at Sheffield United at home and Burnley at home in a matter of 2 weeks, in a matter of 3 game weeks for Haaland. So just make a plan for him. And if you don't have Solanke, solid pick. That said, let's look at the fixtures. I've seen a few people worried about how they might need to sell a certain Dominic Solanke to get Erling Haaland in place. What do the fixtures look like? They've got Fulham at home. After that, they've got Spurs away. Spurs away is a good fixture for attackers. Spurs generally were saved by Vicario as well. Everton had, I think, 1.5 plus XG against Spurs. And they were really, really good. So Spurs is good for your attackers. Happy to play him in 20. After that, they've got Liverpool at home in 21. So that could be a dodgy fixture. Again, they've got West Ham away, Forest home. So fixtures for Dom are good, man. He's a good pick. If you can get him right now, provided you have a plan for Erling, get him in. There's not much else to say about Dominic Solanke at the moment. Fulham also. I want to talk about the Fulham game, because Fulham versus Burnley, the first half, Fulham had a ton of chances. So, you know, there is a... Like, you could say that all the three promoted teams had good results. But out of the three promoted teams, on the eye, Burnley still looked the weakest to me in terms of the amount of chances they concede for their opposition. So I am licking my lips having held on to a certain Darwin Nunez and having Mo Salah and Trent, because I feel like Liverpool could easily score 4 or 5 goals in this game. I thought they were magnificent, especially in the second half against Arsenal as well. That's why, and you know, while we're freestyling and talking about Burnley-Liverpool, I'll just freestyle and then we'll talk about your questions later. Why will Liverpool want to save Mo Salah? They have this game, then they have... Just let's see the rest period. So Liverpool have only a 70-hour rest period before the game against Burnley. Then they've got a long rest period before they play Newcastle in Game Week 20. And then Salah departs. So you have a Mo Salah that's going to depart for the AFCON anyway. I'm in a title race. I'm going to play my marquee attacker, especially because he's got such a great relationship with Trent at the moment, especially because he's looking good. That goal was a banger. I don't see any limited minutes. And I don't even see a chance for like 65, 70 minutes unless Salah's achieve getting close to fatigue levels, because they've got a long enough gap before the Newcastle game anyway. So I think Salah just looks primed to be a great captaincy option, in my opinion. If you fancy being... I'm not going to say it, but for the... guys who have like dodgy fingers and feel like doing something festive and different, Darwin is nailed on to start. Diaz looked like he had a problem as well. Darwin had limited minutes. I'm fully expecting Darwin to start in the Burnley game. If you have him, start him. Don't sell him this week, in my opinion. There could be enough upside there. I'm going to say it. Sheffield United versus Luton. I think Archer could be a start this week. He looks really good, man. He looks much better under Wilder. Wilder's team looks a lot better. We need to align our expectations when it comes to our attackers playing both these defenses, whether it's Sheffield United or Luton. They don't tend to let their opposition haul because they're good at playing in a old Sean Dyche Burnley sort of way where they play good, effective deep blocks. So consider your captaincy options when you're... I mean, they're still two of the worst teams in the league. But they are good at playing an effective deep block is what I want to say. In my opinion, the best fixture for your attackers is always Burnley, which is why I think the Liverpool versus Burnley fixture is great. Yeah, I'm in Liverpool, Trent. I mentioned to the boys last week that I was looking at one of Trent or Trippier in for Maguire or Livermento. I almost wish I sold Livermento so that I could have had Gabriel playing. But the thinking is that I watched back the highlights for 4 or 5 Liverpool games. And let's just talk about Trent. Why do we think? I mean, you guys already know everything I'm about to say is a little bit obvious anyway. But Trent is right now in the form of his life, playing incredible football, is the best player in his team by a distance. And everything that Liverpool are creating that's sort of effective is created by Trent. It doesn't matter where on the pitch he's playing, whether it's inverting, whether he's playing from the middle of the park, whether he's playing the crossing. He's on it. Like so many times when he's passing ball from deep and he's making the cutback run, he's taking shots from outside the box. He's just a great pick in the best form of his life. And what is the thing with Trent? I was looking at some bonus points data. And before this week, when I was analyzing Trips versus Trent last week, I was looking at baseline bonus accrued by players in the last 6 to 8 game weeks. And top was Trent at 125 baseline bonus. Next was Anton Robinson at 104 baseline bonus. And third best was somebody at 94. So this guy just gobbles up those bonus points. What that means is whether it's a clean sheet, one assist, or one goal, that return from Trent is probably a 6 to 7 point return. So if you don't have him, plan to get him. But first plan to get Haaland, depending on Haaland news. But Trent is just a good pick. Once Salah goes in your money spend, Trent is somebody you can hold on to for a long time, enjoy Liverpool games because he's so on it, and see what happens. Right. United versus Aston Villa. Okay, at this point, guys, I would love for you all just a little bit of a festive request. We like not leaving you guys empty any game week, no matter what the situation is with us traveling, busy with family life, busy with work, all of that, whether it's Christmas, etc. We try to give you all content, and all we are asking for return is just hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. I don't think there's any way we are going to hit the 30,000 target before the end of the year, but we're 300 short from 29,000. At least get us there. I would really appreciate it, love it, if you guys are content creators, etc. People who have a decent amount of followership on Twitter, post this out there and help us get to the 29,000 mark at least before the end of the year. We'd really, really appreciate it. Just hit the like button, man. It's Christmas. Right. United versus Aston Villa. Manchester United have good fixtures, but don't have good FPL picks. Things are not looking good at the moment. United is just a wait and watch. You see what happens once Casemiro, Lisandro Martinez, Mason Mount, etc. are coming back mid-Jan. Until then, it's a shit show at the moment. Don't touch us. Let's talk about Aston Villa. In hindsight, people might say that Ollie Watkins was always going to happen, etc. He was still the best captaincy option this week, no matter what happened in the Everton game, no matter what happened in the Dominic Solanke game. You always tend to feel, what if I did this and the glory thing, but Ollie Watkins had an assist, which was incorrectly ruled out because that was definitely a different phase of play. And we know that Douglas Lewis is probably going to take the penalty, but they had a penalty ruled out, and game state plays a massive difference, and Watkins could have had a goal and assist in this game against Everton, so don't feel bad. He was a good captaincy option. And good hold for this week. He's playing United. United are not in a good space at the moment. I mean, we played a 17 or a 16-year-old kid as our central defender this week. And we conceded a fair amount of chances to West Ham as well. So, yeah. Brentford, Wolves, nothing to talk about at the moment. Chelsea, Crystal Palace. For those of you all like me that don't have Cole Palmer in their teams before the festive fixture crunch, and looking at enablers for Haaland, Cole Palmer is the best enabler for Haaland. He's probably Chelsea's best attacker at the moment. Things are going to look better for them with Nkunku coming back. Only warning for Chelsea is that if you see right at the bottom, they have the shortest turnaround between game week 18 and 20, 76 and 63 hours. So, and they've got a lot of options in their attack as well, you know. And Nkunku's back, Broya's fit again, Jackson is fit. All the three strikers are fit. Mudrik's fit, Gallagher's fit, Sterling's fit, Palmer's fit. So, we'll see some limited minutes in rotation, even for Palmer. That's all. When you're looking at their central defenders, if you're in the value bracket shopping, especially to fund somebody like an Erling Haaland, I feel like more than Colwell, Badiashile should be nailed. I feel like he's probably one of the best center backs. So, why are we talking Chelsea? We're talking Chelsea because Their fixtures are just incredible. Crystal Palace at home, Luton away, Fulham at home, Liverpool away, Wolves at home, Crystal Palace. It's good fixtures for defense. So if you want to hunt in the value bracket for Chelsea, I'm all for it. If you want to punt on a Raheem Sterling also, don't mind it. But like I showed to you guys, like the turnaround is tight, man, for Chelsea. That's all. Crystal Palace. I just want to take a moment to talk about Crystal Palace. So Olise is doing well in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And if you're looking for a very short-term punt, Eze is also back. And when Eze and Olise are back, they sort of tend to play a little sexy, attacking football. Roy tends to loosen up, gets in the Christmas spirit, etc. So I don't think it's a bad idea because the fixtures for Palace, Chelsea away, then they've got Brentford at home and Sheffield United at home. That said, there's just way too many good picks to consider Crystal Palace. Ignore. Everton versus Man City. Everton were excellent against Spurs and deserved a draw. In the second half of the game, they really came back into the game. They accrued, I think, like I mentioned, 1.7 or 1.8 XG against Spurs. Playing really good football. What are the fixtures looking like? Because there are picks in that team. Where is Everton? City, then Wolves, then Villa, then Fulham, then Spurs, then City. That's the problem with Everton. They don't have fixtures at the moment. And Man City. Again, everything depends on Erling Haaland. Alvarez had 3 returns in that final in the Club World Cup. So City is a team we need to pay close attention to. Because as per Mikel Tocqueville's transfer algorithm and as well as Ben Krillin.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We are looking at a double gaming for City in the gaming 24 to 26. It's looking like gaming 25 is very likely for a double gaming for City and Brentford. Let me quickly see who City and Brentford play in gaming 25. Just hold on, guys. I'm doing this live on the fly. Doesn't matter. We're all friends here. In gaming 25, City play Chelsea at home. And Brentford play Liverpool. So Brentford is going to place Liverpool and City. So the double gaming doesn't look that attractive for them. We're probably going to get Ivan Toney if he sticks with Brentford. And City have Chelsea and Brentford. So yeah. You don't mind that because City have great fixtures now. Just let's look at City's fixtures. Everton, Sheffield United at home, Newcastle, Burnley, Brentford, Everton. Just great fixtures and a potential double in 25. So, you know, the thing is we just don't have information about them. How soon is Kev going to be back in the fold? What's that first team going to look like? Because their entire first team is essentially on paper fit. So what happens when their first team is going to be fit? Who's going to be first choice? Like, I would love to get a John Stones in place. We don't talk about Ruben Dias here because you guys get offended, but you saw what happened to Jeff Bishop. Hopefully somebody like a Stones is fit. Edison could be an option if we're hunting in the market for a goalkeeper soon once Newcastle buy somebody for Dubravka. Erling Haaland needs to be fit. All of us will get tempted into, both Zoff and I have spoken about this. Like, even if De Bruyne shows a little bit of leg, we're in. Foden could be a good pick. I think the thing with City is that we need to see a game or two to see what Pep is thinking in this phase for Man City and then jump on their picks. Plan for Erling Haaland. Think about a defender as well. The thing is, we just don't know who's nailed at the moment. Right. Who else do we talk about? And if we find out that Erling Haaland is fit, he's a great captaincy option, even against Everton. It's Haaland, man. It's about what we hear from Pep. I wouldn't panic if you have to take a hit for Haaland or anything of that sort, because I think Salah is just a good captaincy option this week. And so are the Spurs, guys. Spurs play Brighton. A note on Pascal Gross now, who has good fixtures, by the way. Just noting down the top of the ticker, they play Spurs at home, which is a good fixture for attackers. West Ham, Wolves, Luton, Palace, and then Spurs again. Pascal Gross has 5 assists and 1 goal in the last 5 or 6 games. He's averaging 7.2 points per game. Again, he's a bonus monster. Tends to play more attacking nowadays. He's on set pieces. So if you're looking for a glue guy, steady Eddie pick, you could go for Gross, but I just think there are better picks in the midfield bracket. That said, once Son and Salah leave, we could be hunting in that bracket for more. So just shouting out names here. Danny Welbeck did really well. De Zerbi mentioned that he's playing on another level as well. And yeah, I'm sitting here comfortably with Son, Richarlison, and Poro. Happy about that. News that we have on Richarlison for punters like me is that he had a slight back issue, which is why he was taken off early. But Ange Postecoglou doesn't think it should be really anything. Arsenal versus West Ham. Two teams with keen interest in FPL. Arsenal are going to be strong, look clearly strong. And it's worthwhile getting a third Arsenal player if you're on two already, whether that's a defender or an attacker. I've been talking about Odegaard since the last 2 or 3 pods. Again, yesterday, 1 assist and 3 bonus points, I think it was for him. Looks on it. He just looks really, really on it. I think he's a good pick. If you fancy a punt on Jesus, Martinelli, do it. I just think Odegaard is the pick. And in defense, Saliba, Gabriel, Raya, whoever you fancy. Their fixtures are good for a while. West Ham at home, Fulham away, Palace at home, Forest away, Liverpool at home, West Ham, which is good fixtures. And Arsenal are in a good moment. They're playing good football at the moment. So, you know, people in the chat were asking me about Bukayo Saka. I told you, he doesn't seem like a haul player. I'm probably doing this so that he hauls this week. But you hold him through this period. With Son and Salah out, there's no reason to do anything with Bukayo Saka. That's all. And Jared Bowen, man. He looks like a really good pick. I was talking to Baker and Danny, a couple of my friends, and they're like, you know, I was hunting and I was thinking about Odegaard throughout whenever I get to replace Son and Odegaard. And Jared Bowen keeps doing it. My thing is that once Kudus is back, why not Kudus? Because he's a million cheaper and he's better. But that said, nothing wrong with Bowen as a pick. One little gripe about Bowen is that that guy just doesn't seem to be in the bonus. So even if he gets one return, he doesn't get the bonus. That's one thing about him, but just an incredible pick. The fixtures for West Ham aren't too bad either. They've got Arsenal away. Tough fixture. So not a good entry point this week. Then you've got Brighton, Sheffield, Bournemouth, United. Those four fixtures are really, really good. And one thing that I saw about West Ham is that they have one of the best time gaps in this. So between game week 18 to 20, they have the third highest run. So you're expecting 19-3 from Bowen when you're looking at that. Cool. I think that's covering the things that we need to for this fixture run. Let me see. I'm going to take questions from you guys in a bit, that we just freestyle and chat some FPL. I spoke to you about the potential double, so it might be a good time to start getting City players in place for the double, because the fixtures look good anyway. But I feel like it's worthwhile seeing a game or two to see what Pep is thinking of his first choice 11 now that he has everybody fit in this phase of Premier League football. That's my team. I've got Dubravka, Poro, Trent, Son, Richarlison, Saka, Salah. Salah's my captain at the moment. Darwin, I think he's good for points this week. I won't be surprised with a return or two this week. Solanke. And I've got Livramento as my sub. Heartbreaking. And I wonder if, because Livramento could very well start this week against Forest at home. But I'll contemplate that decision later. My idea as things stand is to save this week and next week do Darwin and Salah/Son to Haaland and any midfielder that's up to 8.59 million. I could find any midfielders, but I think I should just get the value midfielder and Palmer in place. Let's see where we are. I could get Bowen, I could get Palmer, I can get a midfielder up to 8.5. We'll see where we are. Cool, guys. Hit me with your questions. How many minutes are in the stream, are we? I hope you guys enjoyed this. Not bad, 21 minutes. Cool. FPL and Cuckoo is saying, come on, ask me some interesting questions so I can take my time with regards to, you know, chatting some FPL. I'm not done talking FPL just yet. I want to talk to you guys. Karan is asking me, what about a formation switch from a... Jay Mehra is asking, play Livra ahead of Darwin. No chance. Darwin's good for a haul this week. Mark my words. If you own Darwin, don't get frustrated with him this week. This week, the haul is coming. Think about the runners that did well against Burnley. Sterling scored a hat-trick. Not a hat-trick, but he got two or three returns. Son did really well against Burnley. The runners do well in this game. Yeah, City presser is dicey. We might not get confirmed news about Man City. Vishnu is asking Brennan Johnson as a differential. Yeah, man, he's looking good. He's really, really looking good. I don't mind him as a pick at all if you're shopping in that price bracket. Richarlison is the better pick, but I'm a little worried about these injury niggles and him playing 60, 70 minutes at the moment. So that's my worry. Somebody's asking, play Leno or Areola? Fulham play... No. Okay, we're coming back to game week 19. Leno plays Bournemouth away. And Areola plays Arsenal away. Play Leno. Just play Leno. This is where I am. Because they don't have Jimenez at the moment, right? So that's the thing. Thoughts on Gordon? Expect limited minutes this week. I don't know what to say. But they don't have really anybody else to rotate with, you know. Barnes is not around at the moment. That's the problem. Bring Trent in this week for Simi if it means a hit for Haaland in 2021. If yes, then Odio Richarlison. So one thing I want to talk. This is a good question from Karan. And I just want to talk to you guys about a little FPL policy. Taking hits, you know, enables you your move in 2021 for a hit. But what it also does is it brings you a transfer ahead. A lot of people don't really talk about this. You know, let's say Karan's question is bring Trent in this week for Simi. But that means he has to take a hit in 20 or 21 for Erling Haaland. That's fine. What happens is that in 20 or 21, he doesn't have to spend a transfer to get Trent, who might haul against Burnley anyway. And he's two or three transfers ahead in the game. And this is for somebody who is probably not going to play because Tsimikas has a collarbone injury at the moment. So that's one thing to think about when you think about hits, right? Is that you're a transfer ahead in the game. And somebody like me who likes to make like... I don't like to catch up in the game. Like... two or three weeks ago, I had no reason to do Gordon to Richarlison for a hit. I was already on a minus four. I did Gordon to Richarlison for a hit and I went to a minus eight. But I was just that convinced that Richarlison is a pick. There's potential for him to explore in the next few weeks. And I'm a transfer ahead in the game. I like to make these luxury punts, etc. And that means I don't have to make moves on the guys like Solanke and Richarlison, who are people are going to spend their transfers getting now. Just a thought on hits. A very philosophical thought on hits at the moment. And come on, man. I'm answering your questions. Give me some likes, guys. Give me some likes. I want us to get to a good amount of likes and subscribes. I hope you guys have a good Christmas. I'm going to be spending it doing Sangeet practice for my brother's Sangeet, which happens next Saturday. And I know none of you are going to see the dances. Unless Zoff plays the naughty card. Neshal is asking any Brighton attacker to consider given the fixtures. Gross at the moment. I don't know what's happening with Brighton at the moment. Joe Gomez did look very promising. Wish to mention that. A lot of people speculating over Haaland. That's all we can do, right? We speculate at the moment. And we don't need to worry too much because I think we have a good captaincy option in place. Best Tsimikas replacement. Chalo, let's talk defenders. A lot of people are in the market for defenders at the moment. I feel like if you don't have a clear defense, if Poro, Trent are the obvious ones, Arsenal defense is the obvious one. But we could and should probably start thinking about City defenders because they have a potential double in game week 25. The thing is, we don't know who that defender is at the moment. At least I can't confidently say, you know, you go down to Twitter and ask the likes of Luke, etc., or City predictors which defender to get. But I feel like the City defender could be the right person to get. I just need to know which one is the right one. And Ruben Dias isn't the right one. I think John Stones is the right one, but he's been sitting on the bench for a long time. Did he play in the Club World Cup final? Let's check that. Man City. Like that should give us an indication, right? The lineup against Fluminense in the final. Stones played, Dias played, Ake played, Walker played. Walker, Stones could be options. I feel like Stones is going to be the best option. It's just about timing his transfer in at the right time. Cool. What else? Raghav is saying City don't clean sheets. City will give clean sheets. They just need to change the personnel in their City fans. I'm just joking. I'm messing around at this point of time. So just take it as a joke. That's all. Or we'll go on. We're 32 minutes into the stream. I think we can go on for 5-10 minutes more. Also, yes, apologies to the Discorders, by the way. I haven't had time to spend with you guys. I've told Zov, just do one thing. Spend enough time in the Discord because I've been busy with wedding festing. Post check-in 2nd Jan, I get free. And I'm going to be in the Discord a lot more. And yes, for those of you that don't know, we do have a Discord channel happening, which is very active. Zov tells me that he took good care of you guys, especially during the whole Solanki Lockyer incident. And it is completely okay to talk about an injury and a situational Lockyer and think about FPL at the same time. And that's a safe space for when people want to talk football, FPL, etc. So get in there. You just need to either become a member on Patreon, follow us on patreon.com/FPLwire, or become a member on YouTube. Thoughts on Senesi? Somebody's asked us. Bournemouth do have good fixtures. Fulham, Spurs, Liverpool, West Ham. I don't see them as clean sheet fixtures. I think there are better defenders to buy at the moment. People are asking about the Rodri injury. From what I read and hear, is Rodri was a part of the very active celebrations. He was very active part of the celebrations in the post-match. So it looks like it isn't anything. I wouldn't worry about that. Karan is like, maybe the Dias, Ruben Dias slander manifests Dias Hall. Yeah, I wouldn't mind it, man. This season, I genuinely feel like this season in FPL is just so much more fun because there's just so many more options compared to what happened last year. So, yeah. Come on, if the questions don't get interesting, I'm going to just take a nap. Come on, ask me your questions. Isak, keep or sell this week? He should start, right? Yes, I think start this week. I don't think he's injured. I think Wilson played 2 games in a row. He should start against Forest at home. Start him. And then get Haaland in place for him. Wildcard 20. Okay, let's talk for the wildcarders. What I would focus on. Looking at the fixture ticker. I mean, you get some of the Spurs assets in place. You get 3 City in place if you're on wildcard. 1 week. Do the wildcard in 20 so that you have more information on City and you know which City punts to take. So for those wildcarders, I would do it in 20. If you're you're allowed to do the wildcard in 20. Just to get the right City attackers in place. Fill it up with Arsenal. Fill it up with Trent. Newcastle fixtures turn good after 22. So fill it up with some Newcastle players as well. Bowen's a good pick. Richarlison is an excellent pick in my opinion. Brennan Johnson if you fancy that punt. Chelsea, Palmer's a good pick. And Cuckoo, we need to wait a little because I realized that with Reece James as well. Somebody coming back from a long injury. Watch them play 60, 70, 80 minutes at least once. I mean, Zoff brought up the whole value proposition for players like Son and Salah. It isn't even a doubt in my head. Like, they could be out for 5 weeks. You want good players during these 5 weeks? Sell them. It's fine. They will fall in value and the players you get will rise in value. It's fine. Don't worry about value too much. Again, a philosophical thing about value, right? As and when every game week passes, the odds of you missing out on a player reduces. So, let's say there are about 19 game weeks left right now, right? If you thought about value in game week 2, then the odds of you needing the 0.1 fall are like 1:30. Now it's 1:2. Like, there's only 18 more game weeks to play in which you might require 0.1 value. So the more you play, the lesser team value becomes important. So the further you go into the season, think lesser and lesser about team value. I probably screwed up the math comparison, but I'm hoping you guys get what I'm trying to say. Cool. I think that's it for now. Pretty exhausted. Going to get some rest as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this little stream. Okay, he's on Wildcard 20 and he's asking for the best 1 week punt. Let's talk 1 week punt. Newcastle versus Forest is an enticing fixture. I think Forest will do well. Like, I really fancy the Liverpool. If you don't own Darwin Nunes, he's the best 1 week punt. There, you have it. Most of you will probably own Salah and Trent. And if you don't own Darwin Nunes, he's the best 1 week punt this week. Even Gakpo is a good 1 week punt. Because I just feel like Liverpool could score many against Burnley. That's where I am. get a third Liverpool player as a one-week punt because I think that's the best fixture this week. Solanke, if you don't own him, is a great one-week punt. Get Semenyo or Tavernier, one of the midfielders, if you fancy them against Fulham. Isak is a good one-week punt because we're expecting and hoping he starts. Chelsea versus Palace as well. Fancy like somebody like a Raheem Sterling, you could go there. And Richarlison, if you don't own him, is a good one-week punt as well. Yeah, there you go. Wow, somebody has a benching dilemma between Tah, Trent, Poro, Gabriel and Saliba. Split the risk and bench one of the Arsenal defenders, is what I would do. Definitely don't bench Trent. What's wrong with you? Trent is one of the best picks in the game at the moment. All right, I think that's it for this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed. I want to know if you, because I've asked Varun, who does our thumbnails, to just keep a separate thumb called Late Riser's Musings on the side. If you guys enjoy this 30-40 minute sort of just what's on my mind solo ramble, let me know in the comments below. And I hope you guys have a merry, very merry Christmas and a new year. I think for sure I will see you guys on the other side of the year. And I hope you guys get to spend some incredible time with your family. Be nice to them. It's a time of the year for love, hugs, and kisses. See you next week. And take care, guys. Bye-bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.